Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, Leslie here with another episode of the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode 24, the coronavirus episode. First, I want to ask you all, how are you doing? I know you can't answer me, but I would love to hear from you on how you're doing during this crazy time. You can email me at info@seniorology.com. You can direct message me on Instagram at Seniorology, or you can send me a message via Facebook. I want to hear from you. Second, I want to say that I'm thinking of each and every one of you. We are in this together and we will get through this together. Now more than ever, we need to support and connect with one another. And if you haven't already formed relationships with photographers who are supportive, kind, honest, and giving, now is the time to do it. Having a tribe is so beneficial in regular times, but it's definitely beneficial in these scary times. It could just be the thing that gets you through this, and I am here if you need support. This is a time that none of us could have predicted nor have prepared for, and we are trying to figure out our new normal, trying to stay positive and doing what we can to stay safe. I am with you and I am here for you if you need anything. If you're feeling scared, overwhelmed, wondering what to do or how to react, this episode will cover all that and more to help you get through this and move forward. I originally had other podcast episodes planned and a few recorded, but this virus hit and I just felt the need to take a bit of a break to try and figure out how to move forward in this uncertain time. And to be honest, it felt weird to put out an episode without recording one about what is currently going on in the world and in the world of senior photography. So today's episode is going to cover hot topics, things that are currently going on in the industry and the world as it relates to us being able to do our jobs and continue our photography business during this uncertain time. So let's get started. Hot topic number one is motivation and mindset. I have been checking in with the Seniorology community Facebook members as well as the Conference 12 alumni, talking to a lot of senior photographers via Instagram, and one thing that keeps coming up is motivation and mindset. How do you stay motivated during this crisis? How do you keep the right mindset during this crisis? Let me be honest with you. Part of me wants to stay in bed all day, sleep until this thing is over. It's hard to keep the right mindset and stay motivated during a time like this. Then the other part of me knows that now is when we need to take action. Keep working and stay focused, because those that do will be able to continue their business and be even stronger when all this is over. Knowing that doesn't make it easy every day, but I keep reminding myself that I will have a business through this and after this, and you will too if you keep moving forward. So how can you be motivated, keep moving forward, and stay positive? Here are a few things that I've been doing each day that have helped me, and I hope they help you too. Number one, get up at the same time every day. My typical day before all this started at 7 a.m. I was getting up, getting kids up, making breakfast, and taking them to school. That has changed now, but I still get up every day as if I have somewhere to go. This allows me to feel normal and get up and get things done. For me, sleeping in makes me want to sleep more, makes me sluggish and unmotivated. So by getting up at the same time every day, I can stay motivated. Number two, Stick to your normal routine as much as possible. Your normal routine will have to adjust a bit, but sticking to it as closely as you can will help you stay motivated. My routine typically is taking kids to school, then coming home to work while my kids are at school. I take a lunch break every day to step away from my desk and work just like I would if I worked in an office, and I keep office hours and stick to them. That routine has changed a bit as I don't have to take kids to school anymore and I need time to help them with online learning, but I still try to stick to office hours, specific hours of the day that I spend on my business. Those hours are less right now due to the situation with having everyone home, which means more cooking duties, more household activities, more people in the house. But to the best of my ability, I stick to a set office hours and give myself a set time to work. Having a specific start time for your business and a specific end time will give you a daily ritual that will help you stay motivated and help you with your mindset. Whatever hour you start work, having a set task that you do every morning to get started is a good idea. For me, I review my to-do list before I dive in, and I prioritize what task I want to do first. At the end of every day, I write the to-do list for the next day. Whatever I didn't get done goes on the next day's to-do list. And speaking of to-do list, number three is make to-do list. I have always been someone who makes a to-do list. I love the way writing down the tasks and checking them off make me feel. So I'm continuing to do that. The tasks are a bit different, but there's still tasks that I need to tackle every day to help my business move forward. And the feeling of accomplishment, even on a small task, will help you stay motivated. Number four, take time to move. When you're feeling overwhelmed or scared or worried, get up and move around. Change your location. Go to a different spot in your house. Walk outside and get some fresh air. Take a deep breath and try to relax. If you're someone who works out, take time each day to stick to a workout routine. There are so many great easy workouts you can do from home and so many apps and websites that are giving free virtual workouts right now during this crisis. Moving helps get the blood flowing and will make you feel better. Number five, connect with someone on social. Since we are all stuck at home, make sure you are connecting virtually. Social distancing does not mean being alone. If you feel down or scared or worried or unmotivated, reach out to someone. Chances are they are feeling or have felt the exact same way. Talk to someone. Don't keep those feelings inside. If you don't have someone to reach out to me. I promise I will listen and help you through whatever feelings you have. And on that note, let me say it's okay to feel your feelings, no matter what they are. You have permission to feel them, but feel them and then keep going. Don't let feelings of worry or overwhelm take over. Give yourself time to allow feelings, but then reach out to someone or talk to someone or share your experiences so that you can keep going. Hot topic number two, to shoot or not to shoot. I know that this is a very touchy subject in the photography industry right now, and there are so many different opinions. I will try to address this in the best way I know how. I completely understand both sides of this. One side is photographers who are still shooting because they need to make money to pay the bills, feed their families, keep businesses afloat, and more. And since there are so many different mandates and orders in different states and even in different cities within a state, some photographers are technically still following the rules while continuing to shoot. I know in my state, we have not been issued a stay-at-home order as of the recording of this podcast, and we can still gather in groups of three or less. Photo shoots only require the photographer and the client, so I could follow the rules and still shoot. The other side of this is photographers who are completely shut down, no shooting, and want all other photographers all over the country to do the same. I personally have rescheduled all of my shoots for May with a disclaimer to clients that I will reevaluate based on information, mandates, orders given by our government. And if we have to again reschedule for June or even later, we will. Why did I do this without being told I had to by my state government? Because my client's health, the health of the hair and makeup team I work with, the health of my family, my kids, myself, and others was most important to me. Would I still like to be shooting so I could make money to pay my bills? Absolutely, but not at the risk of endangering others. Are my clients disappointed that they are not getting the shoots we had scheduled? Yes, but they also know that their health and safety are my top priority. The thing I would most like to express about this hot topic is to be kind and compassionate to your fellow photographer, no matter what their personal decisions are. Now is the time we need to support each other, try to understand each other, and be kind and compassionate. Going after someone on social media is never, and I repeat, never okay. Even if you feel validated in your opinion and your comments, it's still not okay to attack anyone on social media. I have personally been through social media attacks from strangers, and it hurts. No matter who is right in the matter, try to express your opinions, suggestions, and comments in a way that is helpful, kind, and compassionate. If you feel compelled to share your opinions with photographers, whether in a Facebook group or on social media in general, share your opinions with love, not hate. We can be compassionate even if we don't agree with someone else. Hot topic number 3, what to do now for our businesses. We've been given the gift of time if we choose to look at it that way. Again, it's all about your mindset. Typically during this time of year, a lot of us, me included, are swamped with photo sessions, editing, in-person ordering sessions, and more. But we can't really do any of that right now. So what can we do for our businesses that will help us come out even stronger when this is all over? Here's a list of things you can do to work on your business, keep the momentum going, and be ready for when this is all over. Number 1, create a crisis message and communicate it to your clients. Your clients look to you for information, and you need to be proactive instead of reactive when it comes to information, especially during this uncertain time. Your clients need to be reassured by you that you have their best interest at heart and that you are there for them. It is more important now than ever to communicate with your clients. When I was in college, I studied public relations, and we learned about crisis management, which is the process by which an organization deals with a major unpredictable event that threatens harm to the organization, its clients, or the general public. How you handle yourself, your communication with your clients during a crisis will be what your clients remember about you. So how and what do you need to communicate with your clients? Create a message that addresses the current situation, assures your clients that you are thinking of them, includes warmth and understanding, and makes clients feel that they are getting the personal attention they deserve from you. Here are some tips on creating a message to your clients, which can be done in an email, on social media, a newsletter sent out, or all of the above. Write the message in your own voice. You have to be real and express your brand message and speak directly to your specific client. Acknowledge their disappointment as well as yours regarding the situation and about having to reschedule or cancel sessions. Explain how you are currently handling the situation in a concise manner. Assure them that you will stay in contact and let them know if anything changes. Give them ways to contact you if they have questions. And include both parent and seniors in all communication. Number 2, show up for your clients and stay connected. This is not the time to disappear, even though you may want to crawl into a hole and hide until this is all over. You have to show up for your clients and you have to stay connected to them. They need to see you as someone who is there for them, and you need to stay active and in front of them during this time. You and your brand need to stay relevant during this time, so when this is all over, your business remains in the forefront of the minds of your target audience. So what does this look like? use technology and social media. We have the advantage of having such great technology at our fingertips, and we need to utilize it. I remember when I was in high school, we had a major hurricane come through our town. It destroyed so much and left us with no power for 2 weeks. We were stuck at home because our school was closed, businesses were closed, and roads were closed due to the fallen debris. Not only did we not have power, but it was before Wi-Fi, social media, and all the technology we have today. So we were truly isolated, stuck, and had no way to stay connected to our friends. Luckily, that is not how it is today. We have the advantage of technology and social media to allow us to stay connected with our clients. If you haven't had a consistent social media strategy before now, now is the time to create one. Plan out your posts. Use Instagram stories to communicate with your clients and potential clients. Check in on your model team. Have a Google Hangout. Set up a Zoom call. Stay in contact with them and show up for them to let them know you're thinking about them. What are some other ways that you can use social media to show up and stay connected? Here are some ideas. Have a senior client or senior model take over your account and show a day in the life of a quarantine. Quarantine, T-E-E-N. Get it? Create fun fill-in-the-blank questionnaires for your seniors to share to get to know them and find out more about them. Use Instagram story features such as the question sticker, polls, multiple choice to ask questions and create interaction. Create a challenge for your followers, such as a quarantine scavenger hunt or quarantine daily challenge, and offer a prize for those that participate. Post past sessions on your feed to showcase your work. Use some of these ideas or get creative and think of ways to utilize social media to show up and stay connected to your clients and potential clients. Your audience is watching you and they want to see you show up for them in big ways. Number three, brainstorm ideas of what you can offer right now that your clients need or want. We can't currently offer shoots, but what you can do is offer photos from past shoots. Email your past clients, share a message of how important photos are now more than ever, and offer them a way to purchase photos that they may not have originally purchased. Graduation announcements are another thing you can offer right now. Graduation ceremonies may be canceled, but the class of 2020 will still graduate, and they still deserve to be celebrated for their accomplishment. Friends and family will still want to know that the senior graduated, and sending out graduation announcements is the way seniors can share their good news and their accomplishment. Create or buy some templates, showcase the ones you offer, and express to your clients why they should send these out. Send an email with a grad catalog to your clients and post examples on social media. Number four, make a plan for what you can offer when this is over. What can you offer class of 2020 that they will want or need when this crisis has ended? For a lot of seniors, proms have been canceled. But they've already bought a prom dress and they are so disappointed they can't wear it. So why not offer your clients prom dress sessions when this is over? Give them an opportunity to wear their dress, feel beautiful, and get great photos. Cap and gown mini sessions is another opportunity to celebrate your clients, their accomplishment, and create memories for them. I typically do a cap and gown session for my model team, but why not offer this to everyone? Now more than ever, parents will want great photos of their kids in their cap and gown because they may not be able to walk across the stage during a graduation ceremony. What else can you offer your clients when this is over? And don't just think about class of 2020, but also start thinking about what you can offer the class of 2021. Number five, create content. Now is the time to work on all those things you always say you're going to do but never have time. Content is one of those things. What do I mean by content? I mean things like blog posts, guides to help your clients, marketing materials, educational videos, and more. Marketing through education is a way to stay relevant with your audience, give value to them, and become the go-to resource for them. By providing educational content, you are providing your clients and potential clients information that they can use. This content can be on things specifically related to your photography, or it can be related to things seniors are interested in, or both. How do you come up with content ideas? Brainstorm things you know about and are passionate about that could help your senior clients. What hobbies or interests do you have that seniors may also be interested in? What skills do you have that can help seniors? Maybe you're also a hair and makeup artist. How can you use that to create content for your seniors? Tutorials on hair and makeup, such as your quarantine hair and makeup routine, would be great content to provide your clients right now. Even if you aren't a hair and makeup artist, you could still give content on this subject, either yourself by sharing why hair and makeup is so important to a senior session, or reach out to your hair and makeup artist and ask them to provide a free tutorial for your seniors. Contacting vendors and working together to create content is a great way to share with your audience. Not only can you brainstorm content ideas based on what you're passionate about, but brainstorm ideas based around senior events or milestones. Some content ideas are how to take better selfies. What's the difference between graduation announcements and invitations? When should I send out announcements? Advice for college, finding a roommate, and so much more. Use your own experiences to be an expert for your seniors. You were a senior once. What do you wish you had known? Another way to create content ideas is to write down your most common questions that you get asked. All those emails and DMs you get from clients, what are the questions they are constantly asking? Create content around these questions. Give your clients the answers in the form of guides or videos or blog posts so you are informing your clients on things you know they want to find out about. Number 6, update your website. If you're like me, your website takes a backseat to all the other things we normally have to do for our businesses. To be honest, it's hard to keep up with all the things we have to do, and shooting is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to running a photography business. All the other things, such as marketing, websites, social media, and more, are things we can work on now since we can't shoot. Your website needs to be up to date so that your clients and potential clients can find out information about you, how to book with you, and more when this is all over. Use this time to update the portfolio on your website with the most current photos of your work. Maybe your entire website needs a refresh. Use this time to do that. There's so many amazing templates out there to help you when it comes to your website. Some that I suggest are With Grace and Gold, Elizabeth McCravey, and Show It templates. Check them out and find one that fits your brand. If you are curious as to what things are important and must-have items to add to your website, check out the Seniorology Podcast, episode 18, where I go through my website refresh and give you 10 must-have items to include on yours. Number 7, don't stop. Keep going. The last thing I want to leave you with is that no matter what, don't stop, don't pause your business. Keep going. Work on things that will help your business in the future. Stay connected to your audience and push through this difficult time. There may be days ahead where you don't feel motivated, and that's okay. But don't get stuck in that. Allow yourself some time to feel the feelings, but then push yourself to get back to work. Give yourself one task per day. One item per day to work on for your business. By accomplishing one thing each day, you will stay motivated, feel in control, and help your business thrive through crisis. I hope this episode helps you during such a difficult time that we are all facing. More than anything, I want you to know you are not alone. We are all in this together, and we will all get through this together. We can use this time to keep moving forward with our businesses, and we can all come out better when this is all over. If you're looking for community and looking to connect, now is such a great time to find your tribe, connect with fellow photographers, and ask questions, share stories, and more. You may already have a tribe, and if so, stay connected with them. Let them know you are there for them and make sure you communicate with them on your thoughts and feelings. Support one another through this. And if you don't have a tribe, the Seniorology community and myself are here for you. You can connect to fellow senior photographers through the free Facebook group, the Seniorology community, as well as connect with me either through that group or via email at info@seniorology.com. You can always direct message me through Instagram at Seniorology. I am here for you. Please let me know if I can help you in any way. Stay safe, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.